Okay, she's been with us throughout this incredible crisis, and always a welcome addition. She is the Lieutenant Governor of the State of New York. Her name, of course, Kathy Hochul. And we welcome her and hope everything is well as we are ready for Asayas, Lieutenant Governor Hochul. Good to have you.
Good morning, Jay, and thanks for having me back on the show again. And it seems like we're always talking about some impending crisis on the calls, whether it's weather-related, whether it's pandemic-related. But you're always a great source of information for your listeners, so let's get at it.
Let's get at it, indeed. And it's batten down the hatches for many Long Islanders today. But let's get to the testing. 6 million tests. I think I have that number right. Is that a good number as far as the state of New York? That's a lot of folks getting tested for this virus now.
6 million in the state of New York, which is incredible. 51,000 yesterday. I think about 65,000 the day before, and that's an extraordinary accomplishment. And one of the challenges we face today is that now that the other states, I mean, it's summertime and they're finally realizing that they need to do what we've been doing since March, April, and May, they're ramping up their testing. And what that's doing is putting pressure on the national labs. You think about some of the national name brands we all know. But there's now going to be a delay in results getting back because of that. So what the governor has done so thoughtfully and smart is enlisting other labs that are smaller that maybe didn't do this type of testing in the past. And I literally visited one in upstate New York yesterday. They are now creating 10,000 testing kits a week. They're going to get over 50,000. So we're using a lot of creativity to make sure that we have sufficient capacity to test everybody who can and should be tested.
And listen, I love the testing. I will say this. I want to see the results come in quicker. Obviously, we can't wait 7 to 10 days to get a result, Lieutenant Governor. I think that's a very important aspect. I love the number, but I want to see the result come back in record time. I think it's about time. We are the technology kings of the world. Let's show it. Let's get this result going quicker. You would agree to that, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, and that is what we've been striving to do. And the vast majority of tests do come back in the state of New York in about 3 days on average, I believe. But you know, there are some outlier cases, and we're trying to work through those and to shift to these other smaller, leaner labs. Where the one I was at yesterday guaranteed it back in 48 hours or less, and we need more of that. And that's what we're focusing on now, is using state dollars to give them the ability to double, triple their capacity, retool existing work that they're doing, and whether it's creating protective equipment, whether it's the testing. It's not just the testing. It's also, do you have enough swabs? Do you have enough reagents? Do you have enough of those vials? I mean, you think about all the parts that go into an actual test. We have to make sure that we have enough supplies in all those areas. So that's the challenge, but, you know, we've been up to it, and we're doing better than anybody else. That is for sure.
Lieutenant Governor Hochul, let's get into the schools. The plans had to be submitted. I think they were extended a week. Governor will come out with a decision very soon. The numbers are good. You know what? It's about getting the safety protocols in place for each district. Where do you think this is going? Are we going to see schools opening in the state of New York? Is it going to be by region? Again, geo-targeting based on the numbers of cases. Where are we at with this thing, you think?
Well, as the governor said at the outset, when we knew back in March, we'd have to have a really smart reopening plan for the schools. And the fact that we're able to look at reopening in some capacity during the normal school year, you know, late September, I would say late August, early September for school districts, that's quite extraordinary. That's a statement about how we've done such an incredible job getting the infection rate down to where it is. 2 months ago, this did not look like a likely scenario. But the governor said we are not going to open schools anywhere in the state if they have a 5% or higher infection rate. And again, you know that infection rate from all the testing. That's why the testing size is it. But the good news is, in Long Island's numbers, the rate just yesterday, 1.3%. So we are well within that range. So I expect the governor to be making an announcement, you know, just in a couple of days to give clarity to the school districts. But during this time now, we are looking at all these district plans, about 700, and reviewing them, make sure they're adhering to our very high standards, to make sure that we protect the students, the teachers, the administrators, everybody who goes into those institutions, those facilities. And we want to also give the ability for school districts to customize based on their student population, how many buildings they have to work with, how they can create social distancing. So it wasn't a one-size-fits-all, but it was definitely a high level of standards that every one of them has to achieve before we give the okay to move ahead.
Without question, and the messaging has certainly got out there. The numbers are there. And my feeling is open up the doors come September because if it's done methodically, judiciously, safely, I think you can. And then we'll wait and see what happens here. We are talking with the Lieutenant Governor. A couple of minutes. I want to get two more things in. I know you have to go. Unemployment. With the insurance, the benefits, a lot has been bandied about with another stimulus, Lieutenant Governor. What to do? The extra $600, does it carry over? Do we slice it down to $200? Where are you at with this? And let's keep in mind as well, as employers right now are awaiting this as well. A lot of people sitting on the sidelines collecting a lot of cash, more than what they would if they would actually be in the workplace position. What's your take on things?
Well, they're not collecting that cash anymore, and that federal supplement ended on Friday. And I think when it was put in place, the expectation would be that the jobs would all be reopened, certainly by now. And the thought was is that if other states were doing what we're doing in the state of New York and getting this under control, and the national infection rate is about 1% where we are, all the jobs would be back, and people would have to go back to their jobs. And I don't think most people realize this, that if you're offered a job to go back to, you have to take that job or you lose your unemployment insurance. So the people who are at home are the ones where their job is gone. And for Long Island, we are looking at upwards of 30% of jobs lost due to COVID. They may not come back. 375,000 jobs lost. We had 1.3 million jobs last year. And it's going to be a huge hit. I mean, 270,000 people laid off on Long Island March and April. Those numbers are still going up because some of the businesses that thought they could hang on and keep sort of a skeleton crew and maybe reopen, they may not make it. So I don't think that you can blame the employee who would like to get back to work. They've been trapped at home for a long time, sometimes with kids and another spouse and maybe working from home. That's not ideal. And that money needs to be back there put in by the Congress, by the Senate Republicans, because it's not their fault that these jobs did not come back. A lot of people in Long Island work in the hospitality industry, especially in the summertime, the hotels, the restaurants, the bartenders. They're not back at all. I mean, they're very much scaled down to what their normal capacity would be. Those people want to work. They want to collect their tips. They want to get out of the house. And there's no job to go back to. So during this time, and they're desperately trying to make ends meet, put food on the table, buy school supplies for this fall, and pay the rent, that money needs to be there just to get them over this hump. They're not looking for charity. They're just looking for a lifeline during an unprecedented 100-year event. And I think that it's cruel to just cut them off right now. And the other reality is that's less money that they're going to spend in local businesses and in shops and in restaurants. When they're cut that short and just struggling day to day, that's not going to help the local economy either.
I mean, certainly a hot topic. Listen, before I let you go, I have been an advocate for the New York State Lieutenant Governor to throw out the first pitch at the Toronto Blue Jays home game, home stadium for this shortened coronavirus season over in Buffalo. You are a native of that great city. I do not want to see the likes of a Dr. Fauci with all the haphazardness of trying to throw that first pitch and actually threw it closer to first base than the catcher's box. I have a lot of confidence in Lieutenant Governor Hochul that she could throw a strike, knuckle, curve, whatever pitch. But I think you should be on the mound the night of August the 11th. What do you think?
You know, Jay, I've been warming up. I just want to say I'm ready to be called up. This is what I live for. This is where the natural is filmed. Buffalo's in our, baseball's in our blood here. And we have done the AAA affiliate for the Blue Jays for a number of years. I'm a big fan. The stadium is right near my house. I'm ready to go.
Listen, I'm going to keep pushing it for you. So hopefully that'll help the cause.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to have you. I look forward to the next time.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.